Historical Summary. This book is not a history, but rather a compilation of gospel principles as taught by President John Taylor. However, in order to put his teachings in historical framework, the following chronology is provided. This summary omits many important events of his life, including his marriages and the births and deaths of his children, to whom he was devoted. November 1, 1808, born in Milnthorpe, Westmoreland, England, the second of James and Agnes Taylor's 10 children. 1819. At age 11, moves with his family to Hale, near Milnthorpe, where he helps work on a small farm left to his father by an uncle. 1822, at age 14, apprenticed as a cooper, barrel maker in Liverpool. Within a year, his master's business fails, and he returns home. 1824, at age 16, leaves the Church of England and becomes a Methodist. Spends most of his free time studying the Bible, reading theological works, and praying. 1825, at age 17, becomes a Methodist exhorter or lay preacher. Receives a strong impression that he will go to America to preach the gospel. 1830, ages 21 or 22, parents and remainder of family emigrate to Toronto, Canada, leaving him in England to settle family business. 1832, ages 23 or 24, leaves England for New York City, commences preaching in Canada. 1833 through 1836, ages 24 through 27, serves as a preacher in the Methodist Church in Toronto, continues studying and searching the Scriptures. 1836, spring, age 27, Elder Parley P. Pratt arrives in Toronto to preach the restored gospel. Elder Pratt had been called to the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles in 1835. May 9, 1836, age 27, baptized by Parley P. Pratt. 1836 through 1837, ages 27 through 28, serves as the church's presiding officer in Canada. March 1837, age 28, goes to Kirtland to meet the prophet Joseph. 1838, at age 30, ordained an apostle at Far West, Missouri, on December 19th by Brigham Young and Heber C. Kimball, under the direction of Joseph Smith, who was in Liberty Jail. 1840, age 31. Arrives in Great Britain as a missionary. Is the first missionary to preach the restored gospel in Ireland and on the Isle of Man. Oversees the preparation and printing of the first edition of the Book of Mormon, published outside the United States. Also assists in preparing a hymn book and publishes several missionary pamphlets. 1841, at age 32, returns to the United States with several of the other apostles. 1842, at age 33, appointed by Joseph Smith to edit the Times and Seasons, a church publication. Also edits the Wasp, 1842 through 1843, and then its successor, the Nauvoo Neighbor, 1843 through 1845, both Nauvoo newspapers. Chosen to be a member of the Nauvoo City Council, a regent of the University of Nauvoo, and judge advocate in the Nauvoo Legion. June 27, 1844, at age 35, witnesses the martyrdom of Joseph and Hiram Smith in Carthage Jail, and is seriously wounded during the attack. 1846, age 37, helps organize the Mormon Battalion at Council Bluffs, goes to Great Britain on a second mission with Parley P. Pratt and Orson Hyde. 1847, age 38, returns to winter quarters from England, leads a large company of saints to Utah, arriving in October. 1850 through 1851, ages 41 through 42, serves in France as a missionary. Near Boulogne, offers a prayer dedicating the country for the preaching of the gospel. Establishes and edits the first church periodical in France, Etoile du Deseret, Star of Deseret. Helps translate the Book of Mormon into French. Publishes the first church periodical in Germany, a monthly newspaper named Zion's Pannier, Zion's Banner. Under his direction, the Book of Mormon is first published in German. Writes the Government of God, 1854 at age 45, elected as a legislator for the territory of Utah, 1854 through 1856, ages 46 through 48, serves a mission in New York where he superintends the affairs of the church in the eastern states, publishes a newspaper titled The Mormon, 1857 at age 49, returns to Utah, is elected Speaker of the House of the Utah Territorial Legislature, a responsibility he fulfills for several years in addition to his duties in the church. 1868 through 1870, ages 59 through 61, serves as probate judge of Utah County. August 29, 1877, ages 68 through 71, Brigham Young dies. For the next 3 years, John Taylor leads the church as president of the Quorum of the Twelve. 1878 at age 69, primary organization established. October 1880, age 71, sustained as president of the church, with George Q. Cannon and Joseph F. Smith as counselors. 1882 at age 73, United States Congress passes the Edmunds Bill, making plural marriage a felony and prohibiting polygamists from voting, holding public office, or performing jury duty. 1882 at age 73 publishes The Mediation and Atonement. May 1884 at age 75 dedicates the Logan, Utah Temple. 1885 at age 76 receives word during a visit to California that federal officials have ordered his arrest for practicing polygamy. Returns to Salt Lake City on January 27th. On the 1st of February, preaches his last public sermon, and in hopes of limiting the persecution against the church by federal authorities, goes into hiding. July 25th, 1887, at age 78, dies in the Thomas Ruscha home in Kaysville, Utah. During his administration, church membership reached over 150,000. End of the historical summary to the teachings of Presidents of the Church, John Taylor.